Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's up, Effort Friday?
I got a joke for you, Mace.
Oh, good. I love a good joke.
Michael Jordan and Hange just announced they have parted ways. It was a brief relationship.
Oh!
You get it?
Yeah, I get it.
All right. Even though it was from, him and Hange have split up.
Yeah.
How about that?
So, Ireland, what do you got there? You were...
Okay. If you're just tuning in, we found out earlier today that the Lakers play Phoenix tonight at Crypto.com Arena. Phoenix is playing no one. No Kevin Durant, no Chris Paul, no DeAndre Ayton, no Devin Booker. All out. They're just resting them. And apparently this is contagious because the Sacramento Kings are talking about doing the same thing tonight in their game against the Warriors.
Because they'd rather play the Warriors.
And the one that makes little to no sense is the Dallas Mavericks are benching. Luka is not allowing himself to be benched. He wants to play.
He's playing tonight, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But Kyrie Irving, Maxi Kleba, Christian Wood, Josh Green, five rotation guys out. And this makes no sense because if the Mavericks lose tonight, they're eliminated from competition. They're actually self-eliminating. And it didn't make any sense to me. Tim McMahon, who covers the Mavericks for ESPN, was just on NBA Today with Malika Andrews. And here's Tim. This is about 1 minute explaining why the Mavericks are not playing any of their rotation guys tonight.
Tim, they could still make the play-in here. So help us make sense of why this is happening right now.
This is, frankly, just a transparent tank job. The Mavericks decided that they would rather prioritize lottery position than the slim chance of trying to fight for a play-in spot. And, you know, I talked to somebody in the organization today, and they said, look, as more games passed, our destiny became bleaker and bleaker. The one thing the Mavericks have potentially a little bit of control of is not their ability to get in the play-in. And by the way, they don't believe they're capable of doing anything in the playoffs if they did miraculously get there. They can have a little bit of control, perhaps, over whether they finish top 10 in the lottery odds. They are tied with the Bulls, who, by the way, are resting some key guys tonight as well, for the 10th best lottery odds right now. And hey, why is that so important? Because the Mavericks pick is top 10 protected. They owe the New York Knicks a top 10 protected pick as the final payment of the Kristaps Porzingis trade. Look, this is a bad situation for the Mavs. The worst case scenario, though, is they land 11 in the lottery, and that ain't their pick. That's going to Jalen Brunson's team up there in New York.
All right, Michael, what do you think? Make sense to you?
No.
So friggin' lame.
Yeah, I could see if you had a top three pick and you're going to get Miller or Scoot Henderson or Wembanyama, but who's the number 10 pick? I mean, I'm sure he's going to be a decent player, but if you got a chance to get to the play-in, and who knows, you could get hot for a couple of weeks, who knows what you could
it's
do?
Disgraceful.
That makes no sense.
I think it's disgraceful.
Well, but why are you guys okay with what the Kings are doing? What
because
Sacramento's doing.
They're in.
The Kings are in.
Yeah.
Right. But
Dallas has a chance to get in. They're in the playoffs.
Right. But why would you want to give the Warriors?
They want the Warriors.
They're not. I mean, you know, Draymond Green is going to take that.
Yeah,
so let me explain what
the
I'm
Lakers
talking about.
On them.
So if the Kings played their guys tonight, the Warriors are a terrible road team.
Right.
Maybe the worst road. I think they are statistically the worst road team for a defending NBA champion ever. If the Kings lose tonight to the Warriors, they get the Warriors in the first round
Correct.
Of the playoffs.
I think is what they want.
If they beat them, they would get the Lakers.
Right.
But during the season, they were 3-1 against the Lakers and 1-2 against the Warriors, and the Warriors are the defending champions.
Right. But they did not see the Lakers post-trade deadline.
Right.
Well, they haven't seen the Warriors either.
Right.
But they haven't played the Warriors since November 13th.
How many times do you have to say the Lakers are the team nobody wants to play before you recognize that the Lakers are the team that the Sacramento Kings don't want to play?
No. But, Michael, isn't that blatantly disrespectful to the Warriors?
Yeah, and I hope the Warriors take it that way. They should take it that way.
Yeah, I just think I can't wait to hear what Draymond Green says when this series starts.
Yeah.
Because Draymond Green's going
to
say, these idiots tanked a game to get us.
Well, be careful what you ask for is what he's going to say.
Yeah, it just seems weird.
Yeah, and, I And by the way,
if you're Adam, Silver, is there anything you can do about all this? Like, all these people paid money to go to these.
Yeah, right.
Like, Michael, if you have tickets to the Laker game tonight and you paid to see Kevin Durant, you're screwed, right?
Same, just like tonight, which is April the 7th. The same thing happens on November the 10th when these guys sit out because of load management. So, Silver's not going to do anything about it.
There is no, I mean, we've had this conversation before, but there is no solution to load management. There's nothing that the league can do.
Nope.
Otherwise, they would have put it in the last, in the recent collective bargaining agreement. There is no solution to
guys would just say my back's sore if I don't want to play tonight. That's all.
Like Clay did 2 nights ago?
Yeah.
Or teams say you're not going to play.
No, because,
like the Warriors are the Warriors are one of the worst defenders of this. They go to Cleveland, they sit all four guys.
It's up to the players. You don't think teams have told Mikal Bridges or Anthony Edwards, you're not playing tonight or you don't have to play tonight, but they say, no, I'm playing.
But you don't think it's accidental that when the Warriors go to Cleveland, Draymond doesn't play, Steph doesn't play, Klay doesn't play, Wiggins doesn't play. Well, they accidentally all felt bad on the same night?
No, they chose to sit out. But like I said, Mikal Bridges don't miss games. And he can sit out if he wants.
I'll give you an example. Harrison Barnes has played in all 80 of Sacramento's games this year. He's the only veteran that's not on the injury report because he wants to play all 82.
You can say, if you're healthy, a team can come to you and say, would you like to have the night off? As a player, you can go, nope, I want to play.
Well, to that point, the Lakers would be the sixth had Anthony Davis played that game at Houston, second night of a back-to-back. They would have won the game, and they would be the sixth seed right now.
Well, and the other thing, you can play this game several ways. Had the refs called the foul on LeBron in Boston, then they would be the sixth seed,
correct,
too. Hey, I wanted to ask you guys about something. I sent this to you yesterday, Mace. Did you see this story? A TV director who worked with James Corden, the host of The Late Show on CBS, claims he was the most, quote, obnoxious and difficult person ever.
Mm.
Hated working with him, says he hopes he never has to deal with them again.
Right.
If I ask that to you guys, the most obnoxious, you guys probably won't answer it, but the most obnoxious and difficult person ever, is does somebody pop into your head?
Yes.
Who?
Steve Hartman.
Really?
In what way?
No way.
Stan Steve Hartman had
what?
Fought with him. He thought he was right about everything.
Well, that's true.
Was
completely,
Michael worked with him for like 10 years.
Completely unreasonable and obnoxious and ridiculous and cannot stand him.
Really?
I still to this day cannot stand Steve Hartman.
We just saw him when he came by this year at a game.
At a Laker game,
All right, Michael, the most difficult and obnoxious person you've ever worked with is who?
I don't know. I got along with everybody. Guys, everybody's got an ego.
Steve Hartman. Say it.
Steve Hartman. I love Hartman.
Steve Hartman.
But all those things you described as he was right on everything, had to be right on everything.
Oh,
you're right about that, but I like that about him.
So
Victor Brick was great. You guys are great. I can't think
of... my attitude towards this is I try and treat everybody... I live by the golden rule. Try and treat everybody how I would want to be treated. And if you cross me on it, then I'm done with you.
Yeah, but who was the real D-bag you had to work with?
Dave Miller.
Dave Miller?
Yeah.
No way.
Worst guy I know. I will never work with Dave Miller again.
I don't believe
under
it.
Any condition.
You agree, Beto?
Yeah.
No.
Beto, what do you think?
I love Dave Miller.
No. So here's why.
I also love Coach Dave.
Yeah.
Here's why.
Why? Yeah.
I adamantly.
I cannot believe you said it, but good for you.
Okay. So here's why I think this.
Yeah.
When we were looking for somebody in the early days when we got the Laker contract.
I did pregame with him.
I said to our bosses, you got to hire this guy.
Yeah.
This guy
good.
Is the next Dick Vitale.
Yeah.
He knows his knowledge is endless. He's coached in the NBA. Mm-hmm. He's coached in college.
Yep.
He'll be great.
Got great energy.
Right. Great on the air.
Yep.
Knows his stuff.
Comes on the air. So I was instrumental in getting him that job.
Yeah.
He comes in the air, blew himself up.
By the way, he did pregame with me in 2010. That year I did pregame, the championship year, that was my pregame partner.
Yeah.
So then they start the Laker TV network.
Right.
And I say, you guys should hire Dave Miller.
Mm-hmm.
For all the reasons I said before. The guy's great in the air. Mm-hmm. He's a little difficult off the air, but it's worth it. It's worth it.
He's good.
So they hire him, and he gets himself blown up.
Right.
What do you mean blown up, like in a good way or
fired.
Bad way? Fired.
Yeah.
Fired.
Then
canceled, as you would
then,
say.
So I'm sitting next to Michael, and there's this stream. Like, I can see Michael's phone.
Right.
And there's this stream of text messages of him just ripping me. Mm. And then I'm working with Mason, And there's this stream of text messages of him ripping me. Yeah. I was his biggest advocate. Yeah. So once you do that to me, you're in
but
the gym.
He tells me he loves you.
He doesn't.
Yes, he
does. And he said, well, because I called him out.
I got text messages from him almost every day.
Yeah, me too.
Beto.
Almost every day.
He loves you guys' show.
Beto, what do you think? Beto Duran's here today. Beto, the most difficult and obnoxious person you've ever worked with is who?
John, I agree with you.
You guys are reading it wrong. God.
No, Michael, we're not reading it wrong because I'll go and tell you off the air what happened, but let me just tell you this. For John Ireland to say a name like that, that's
by the way,
all you need to know.
That's pretty. I thought Ireland would punt on this and he would dance around.
That's all you need to know.
Yeah. No, but again, right, if you treat me the way I would want to be, like, if you, I'm good. I pride myself in getting along and working with everybody.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But then once you go the other way, then I'm done.
By the way, you know where Hartman lost me especially?
Where?
Was when we were doing the Long Beach Celebrity Grand Prix. Yeah. He was the moderator for the whole thing. Just bagged on me and bagged on me. Then we had a roast at the end, and I tore him apart. Just tore him apart.
Bergman, the most difficult and obnoxious person you've ever worked with is who?
I actually really liked the guy off the air, but when we were working together, it was absolutely terrible. There was a guy named Mike North that used to work in Chicago.
Yeah, he's still there, I think.
Yeah,
I don't know if he's on the air anymore.
He's not on the air anymore. I don't think he is, at least. But on the air was very, very difficult to work with. Off the air was a fantastic human.
Well, don't you care about the human part as opposed to the on the air part?
Yeah, I mean, he was just really. I mean, I don't. No, because like working with him, you said the person that I worked with, it was very difficult to work with him specifically on the air.
Jorge, what about you? Say a name.
Alan Sliwa.
I was going to say Carlos Saisu.
Carlos Saisu. Pain in the ass.
Carlos Saisu. There's another one.
Now, Beto, you don't hate Steve Hartman too, do you?
I don't.
Yeah. I don't know him. He's amazing. They'll ask him.
Yeah. See, there you go, Mace.
He's amazing. Just ask him.
That's right. Exactly. Two of my favorite people and you guys can't stand.
Well, you don't dislike anybody.
Well, I mean,
he does. He does.
No, Joel Michael, tried to get somebody. You fired, and you're okay with him.
Joel Myers. What about the dulcet tones of Joel Myers?
Yeah, I know. He did try to get me fired several times.
This is just like trash everybody segment. I like this.
Come on, guys. Hartman
it's Friday.
Friday.
I love this segment. And Miller just have outgoing personalities, and you guys can't handle it. That's what it is.
No, it's not. You have conflict, you have conflict. That's all it is. You either work well with somebody or you don't work well with somebody.
Oh, that's because you want to be alpha male, Ireland wants to be alpha male, and so does Beto.
Well, no, if that's Michael, the case, then how have Mason and I coexisted for 30 years?
30 years.
For money.
Well, no, it's because it's okay to have two alpha males together.
Michael, the problem is when they start messing with your money, and we're not rich like you. Oh. And you're a freelancer, and you're day by day?
Yeah, see, Beto can't afford for somebody to come in and tell him to get fired. You're okay with somebody coming in and saying, fire Michael Thompson, he's terrible.
Yeah.
And you're okay with it. Boy, how are you okay with that?
Joel Myers came after you, huh?
Yeah, he did. But I mean,
Voice of the New Orleans Pelicans still?
Life is too short to go have all these grudges,
Well, that's
boys.
True.
Come on.
That's true.
Now I need a good grudge. Keep me going.
Come on, Pelicans.
All right.
You guys are mean.
That was actually a pretty rough segment.
Yeah.
People's feelings are going to be
I know, Ireland. It's like you went through a therapeutic segment there. No. You had to get it off your chest.
But, I mean, it is what it is.
I'm waiting for a text from Coach
Come Dave. On, Miller, where are you?
I guarantee if you get one, it'll be ripping me.
Can I call him?
It will be.
Can I call him and ask him if this is all true? You want to talk to him?
Of course not. I don't want to work with him. Why would I want to talk to him?
You'll see him at the game tonight.
Great.
Well, I don't want you to just walk by each other and not say hello.
Michael. Oh, no. There's going to be a chill now.
MT, don't worry. One day he's going to try to snake you too, bro.
Me?
Oh, yeah. No. You'll be replaced quick.
No.
Wow.
No, he wouldn't do that to me.
Okay.
For the record, I have always gotten along really well with Dave.
Yeah, he loves you.
His wife, don't Elaine, do that. Is a don't very do that. Lovely
no, his, woman. His family is very nice.
His daughter, Sammy, does a great job at Arizona State.
Very talented family.
Fantastic family. His son is a coach at Xavier.
That's right.
Xavier. Awesome family.
That is true.
So what's your problem with Dave?
Didn't I just tell you for 10 minutes?
Just laid it out, Michael. Where you been?
So what do you always say, Alan, about some girls you don't like? You're misunderstood?
Yeah.
But maybe you just misunderstand Dave.
Oh, good.
He's not hot enough to be misunderstood.
All right, coming up next, I got that Shawshank Redemption thing that we'll do coming up. I teased that and then didn't get to it. And on top of that, I just want to know how people fall for scams. I'm going to tell you about a scam. You tell me how anybody bought into this. We'll do that coming up next. Mason Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Okay, so everybody loves the movie Shawshank Redemption. Classic.
By the Michael, way, have you ever seen it?
Never seen it. I've never seen it. It's been on a million times.
Oh,
I never get
around
to see it.
Oh, my God, it's so good. Morgan Freeman, Tim Robbins, movies
always,
great story.
Prison movies always depress me.
So they escape. Spoiler alert, they escape. And they go to, like, some Mexico or somewhere there's a beach.
Cihuatanejo, that's where they go, man.
There you go.
Yeah.
So there is a story, a real-life Shawshank Redemption story. The two inmates at the Newport Prison Institute used a fork and a toothbrush to, over a period of months, dig their way through the wall and ultimately
escape. Did they have a poster of Raquel Welch right there under the thing?
You would think
so. Toothbrush through a wall?
A toothbrush and a fork.
What?
They were apprehended about 2 hours after they escaped at an IHOP. Now, can you imagine? You escape.
Yeah, I can't blame them.
You stop at IHOP and you get busted right away. After all that,
did they have money to pay for? I guess they was gonna ditch and they were gonna what's it called
dine and dash at the IHOP. Tell you what, IHOP.
Were they still in their prison fatigues?
That's a good question. Don't know the answer. Again, details sketchy, Michael. Yeah. Details sketchy.
Well, maybe they had a craving for pancakes.
But I'll tell you what, IHOP is a delicious.
Yeah.
Oh. It's so good.
Oh, yeah.
So good. It's so.
The syrup's got to be hot, though. Got to be hot syrup.
It's so bad for you. IHOP, everything there is bad for you.
Yeah, but not if you eat it once a month. Come on, Mason. You got to live a little.
You're mixing us up today. That's like the third time you've mixed us up. Are you okay?
Well, you guys got me shook up about the Dave and Steve Hartman stuff.
Yeah.
Because it's not all kumbaya. Michael's off his axis.
Two of my favorites.
Dave Miller, Steve Hartman, yeah. Joel Myers.
You probably hate. Did you hate Vic the Brick, too?
I love
no, he's,
a, Vic
he's like the best guy
he's
ever.
He's the most wonderful yeah. guy there is.
That's right.
I yeah. love
well,
Vic the Brick.
Well, thanks for that at least.
Yeah. Well, because he's genuinely a nice guy.
That's true.
All right, so how do people fall for scams? You know, last year there were all kinds of scams that turned into movies. There was the WeWork scam. There was the Julia Garner was inventing Anna.
Who was Amanda Seyfried?
She was
Elizabeth
the dropout,
Holmes. Yeah.
Elizabeth Holmes.
Yeah.
So here's a story of an online dating scam. So this guy is looking for older women. A Massachusetts man convicted of helping steal millions of dollars from hundreds of people. What he did was he alleged he gained the trust of women over these dating apps. So you start by meeting a woman on a dating app. Then you gain her trust, and then you slowly get her to loan you money over a period of time. He got over $8 million from women, I assume older women, who gave him money.
But how is that a crime if they loaned him the money?
They gave him
gave
the money.
Gave him the money. So
well,
is that a crime?
It's a scheme. It's
a scam.
He's got 20 of them going on at the same
right.
time.
And if he says, I love women. You, and if he says, I love you, can you please send me $1,000 or $10,000? And they do that of their own free will.
Oh, you're saying that it is on them, that it's
yeah.
not a crime at all?
Because he didn't really hold them at gunpoint or threaten them, right?
He did not.
They
he
just
gained
did
their
it
trust
of, yeah.
and then got their money.
Now, he's a lowlife, don't get me wrong, but is that a crime?
He was sentenced to prison for 4.5 years.
Is that a crime, though? Telling people you love them and please send
yeah,
me money.
Yeah, the people gave the money up willingly, right?
Yeah.
He created fake online dating profiles gradually gained their victim's trust mm-hmm. before directing them to transfer money to one of dozens of bank accounts.
Did he say, I'm going to buy a building or are we going to set up a business? Maybe
in order to identify separate identities, he used fake passports, aliases, phony business names.
I guess that's against the law. Huh?
Yes. Yeah. he was pretty out there. Yeah. He was pretty out there. Yeah. But why? How do people fall for stuff like this?
Well, there are lonely people out there. That's why they're on the dating apps to begin with. Their age.
Well, yeah. Did you watch the Tinder Swindler?
Oh,
yeah.
The Tinder Swindler.
On Netflix? Yeah. And that was kind of his act,
he had that
right?
going on.
Some of these ladies might be widowed. They might be lonely in their 50s, 60s, 70s, and they could easily be conned.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, numbers. You fell for that lady that you gave $500 for that one dog that you never got. You gave her $500 for nothing.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
If you fell for that lady, you would have pursued that, you probably could have got your money back.
I just gave her the $500.
Sure. Well, that's what these people did.
No, this is different. I'm trying to remember that name. What was the name of the dog? Pyrrolene.
Pyrrolene.
Pyrrolene. So I go and get this dog, Pyrrolene, and Pyrrolene, I show up, and Pyrrolene's going to be my dog, right?
Mm, right.
And the girl says, $500, and then as I'm walking away, she says, no, I can't really give up Pyrrolene. I'm like, oh, come on, I just came all the way out here. And I ended up giving her $500 just because she said she didn't have the money to take care of Pyrrolene.
Wow. Yeah, that's a scam. But that was have you ever by the way, have you checked on Pyrrolene since then to make sure she's all right?
I have not checked on Pyrrolene.
Is she still up for sale?
I wonder if she's still out there.
$500 cleared his conscience of the whole thing.
What do you call those kind of checks when people come by and check you? A welfare check. If you check, wellness check. Have you
a wellness check.
Have you checked on it to make sure she's not being abused?
No, I have not. But Pyrrolene, I hope as well.
Yeah.
Pyrrolene, I hope as well. So it's lie of the day today. Ireland, it's your lie. Mm-hmm. I have to be honest.
I think I know what it is.
I have no friggin' clue. Here's what I'm guessing. Either the fact that you say SoFi Stadium is overrated.
Do you want to do this? Do you want to put guesses out there? Because you kind of ruin, if somebody's going to call and guess, then.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying?
He's doing silly ones.
You actually love Dave Miller. You're actually a huge fan of Dave Miller.
That could be a guess.
That could be a guess.
Yeah.
All right.
That's my
guess. You actually love SoFi?
Yeah. Love SoFi could and be. Love Dave Miller.
Could be.
Put him in the same category.
Yeah, mm-hmm. could be.
All right. 877-710-ESPN, if you think you know the lie of the day. By the way, I don't. Do you guys have any ideas?
I think I know it.
I think he's genuinely a friend of Dave Miller's.
I guarantee you, none of you know it.
Okay. We got a four-pack of tickets to the Acura Grand Prix of Long Beach. Acura Grand Prix of Long Beach, Southern California's 200-mile-an-hour beach party. I know it was above my shoulder.
It's unbelievable.
He's haunting Ireland.
No, it's like they did that on purpose.
There's a TV monitor over my shoulder Ireland's looking at. It's one of those 10 greatest Lakers things, and there's Coach Dave Miller. I know he was there. All right, 877-710-ESPN. If you think you know the lie of the day, we will do that coming up next. Mason and Ireland, 710-ESPN.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
All right, it is Ireland's Lie today. We got a four-pack of tickets to the Acura Grand Prix of Long Beach, which is next Friday. A spectacular event and great to be at and great to see in person. And Ireland, I'm clueless. I don't know.
I know.
Yeah.
Yes, I know you're clueless. Yes. I've been very stealth today. I don't think any of you guys know.
Okay.
Well, I was wrong, too.
Greg had a good guess, but he was wrong.
Let's start, as we always do, with caller number 7. That is Andrew in L.A. Hey, Andrew, you're on 710. What's up, man?
Hey, what's up?
Hey, Andrew, what'd I lie about?
To the radio.
Thanks. What do you lie about?
You lie about who you take out on a date on a Friday night.
Yeah, I don't even know what that is.
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
I think that guy waited. He did it at 3:20 instead of 4. Well, you're going to do it 4:20. Yeah, he did it at 3:20.
He's ahead of the game. Let's go to line number 6. This is Junior in Long Beach, home of the Grand Prix. Hey, Junior, what's up, man?
Hey, what's up? What's up? How's it going?
Hi,
great,
Junior.
Man.
Ireland doesn't hate nobody, and he would never admit it, so it has to be Dave Miller.
Nope.
Yeah, I thought that's what it was, too.
Nope. Come on. Not to lie.
A great deal of venom when Dave Miller's name comes up.
It's not venom. It's just, you know, Dave.
Dismissive.
Yeah.
Dismissive. Okay. Let's go to Matt on the 10 freeway. Matt, you're on 710. What's going on, man?
Hey, Matt.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Carol Burnett. Commencement speech.
No, she was there. Yeah, that was it. Okay, so there's 3 guesses, so I'll do a hint. I did it early in the show, and I did it multiple times, and it has something to do... I claimed to have been someplace where I've never been. That's a big hint.
Okay. Let's try Enrique in Norwalk. Enrique, you're on 710. What's up, man?
Hey, what's up, gentlemen? That hint kind of threw me off, but I'm still going to go with my guess here. You said you cheated once before. That's my guess.
Yeah. No, I said that when I was dating somebody, that I wasn't faithful, I never did it after I was married. No, that's not true. Okay.
I think I know it. I'm going to text it. I know it.
Okay.
Should I give another hint?
Yeah, give another hint.
It came out of...
Oh, I know exactly what it is.
It came out of a discussion we were having about something being overrated.
Yeah, I know exactly what it is.
Yeah, okay. That's what it was.
Yeah. Of course. Yeah. I know. Yeah, let's go to Kevin in Compton. Kevin, you're on 710. What's up, man?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
All's good, man. What do you think? What's the lie?
I'm going to go with the golf. The golf story when he talked about Greg, that he met somebody named Bob.
No, that was Greg. Greg had that guess too. Okay. Yeah. I'll give another hint. We were comparing when I said SoFi Stadium is overrated.
Yep.
Overrated.
Yeah. Yep.
I said that I've been to this other place many times and it's way better than SoFi. I have never been to this place.
Okay. Let's try Joey in Riverside. Joey, you're on 7. Oh, I hit the wrong button. Joey, you're on 710. Hey, man.
Hey, Joey.
Hey, that you've never been to Cowboy Stadium.
Boom, Joey. Very good.
Good job, man. Joey, you got a 4-pack of tickets to the big race, the Acura Grand Prix of Long Beach next Friday. It is Southern California's 200-mile-an-hour beach party. Thanks a lot for listening. Enjoy the race, man. And don't forget, if you want to be at the race, get your tickets at gplb.com. That's gplb.com.
Call Pepe.
Yeah, we'll do that coming up. We got time, man.
Yeah, Dave Miller just called me.
Shocking. He'll call you, too.
I already got a call from
Dave. What do you want me to tell him?
Whatever you
what
want.
What should we say?
I'll say you're kidding.
Okay. Oh, my
I'll
God.
I'll say you're joking.
Yeah, go ahead. That's good. Tell him again.
Michael.
You don't dislike anybody.
That's
true. You get along with Joel Myers, and he tried to get you fired.
I know.
Did Joel Myers try to get everybody fired?
Yes.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Except Stu. You can't touch Stu Lance.
No, you can't touch Stu. All right, so tonight, Lakers... At Crypto.com Arena against the Phoenix Suns. If you're excited to see Devin Booker and Kevin Durant and Chris Paul and DeAndre Ayton,
wait till the playoffs.
Bad news.
Wait till the playoffs.
They aren't playing tonight.
are saying to you, if you're in Sacramento tonight and you go to see the Warriors, nobody's playing.
Well,
wait till the
playoffs. Playing Steph.
If you're a big
playing.
De'Aaron Fox fan, if you're a
how funny would it be if the Kings sat everybody. And then the Warriors said, "Oh yeah, no, none of our guys are playing either."
Right? No, they don't want to play. But they don't want to play in the play-in.
Yeah.
The most likely scenario is that, first of all, the Lakers win tonight. They win on Sunday. They wind up to 7.
And go to Memphis.
And
I think that, Michael, don't you think that's what's going to happen?
If the Warriors win tonight, but the Warriors still have to go out and win.
So the Lakers wind up in the play-in game on Tuesday night against most likely New Orleans.
They're a piece of cake.
No Zion Williamson. He's already been ruled out. David Griffin came out and said he's out for the play-in round. Then you get Memphis in a seven-game series.
Ja Morant.
And Ja Morant.
How exciting would that be? Huh?
How's the Lakers been against Memphis this year?
Pretty good.
I think 2-2. Yeah.
2-2?
Yeah, I'd have to look it up, but I think 2-2.
Those guys are young, they're inexperienced. That'll work in the Lakers' favor.
Much trash talking.
Oh, yeah.
Dylan Brooks.
Dylan Brooks. That'll be some fun.
He's going to get him into it.
Because he'll be going at LeBron.
Yeah.
And LeBron will just torch him. he will.
Meanwhile, Dodgers win last night. They're off to a 5-2 start. It was a good night for James Ottman once again, I think James Ottman, rookie of the year in the National League.
It's very, very possible. He's really doing everything. He's playing great defense. He's hitting the ball really well. I love the guy.
So are they in Arizona this whole weekend?
Yes, this whole weekend.
Last night was the first of four.
Yeah, tonight it's Madison Bumgarner versus
Clayton Kershaw. So, Michael, you know what happened last time? It was Madison Bumgarner against Clayton Kershaw.
Yep.
Trace Thompson hit three home runs in the same game. He better be in the lineup tonight.
Yeah, he will
I haven't been on Twitter today, but have they released the lineup?
Yeah,
I'm sure Trace is going to be in the
center
lineup.
Center field batting sixth.
Yep. Okay, there you go.
Outman's batting seventh and left.
Now, I think Outman's probably an everyday player now.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Michael, does Trace only have one hit since those three home runs?
No hits.
No
hits since those three home runs, but he's hit the ball hard, but right at guys.
Right.
Hit a couple to the fence.
That's all they care about
is if you're
hitting the ball hard.
Yeah.
They'll eventually fall, but if you're hitting the ball hard, that's what they want.
Exactly.
So, over the weekend, of course, we'll see Noah Syndergaard throw again, and then I guess Michael Grove will throw on Sunday.
Yes.
There's no real word on Tony Gonsolin.
Still hoping the end of the month, maybe.
Yep. And Ryan Pepiot, who's the other option in the fifth oblique injury.
Yep. And then Gavin Stone is a guy that could possibly come up if they need it.
And last night, Evan Phillips got the save. I think Evan Phillips is going to wind up with 40 saves this year.
40 saves?
40 saves.
You want to put mythical money on that?
40 saves?
40 saves.
That's not a bad bet.
Yeah. Give me 10,000 mythical dollars. Don't make me bet more.
Update from What's Up Foo. You ready?
I know what this is.
What is this? From P. Diddy.
Okay. Yeah.
I want you all to understand I was joking. It's called being facetious. Me and Sting have been friends for a long time. He never charged me $3K or $5K for missing you. He probably makes more than $5K a day from one of the biggest songs in history, It's All Love. So this is twice today we have put out a falsehood. The first one was the ChatGPT thing that the guy used it to land a plane. Turns out that was an April Fool's joke.
Mason.
And Diddy did not. Sting makes no money off of Diddy. Right?
That's another April Fool's?
Yeah.
I might have been an April Fool's.
That
but
could have been
way.
An April Fool's joke.
Landing.
Yeah, the other one.
We are suckers.
Yeah, you sure are.
That is terrible.
I mean, he had to put out a tweet, so obviously I wasn't the only one that thought
don't
that.
Don't we have, like, fact checkers, people like that, that look at things?
Wait, he put it out there.
Ask me.
Fact checkers?
Yeah, don't we have, like, a
We're lucky we have Bergman and Jorge. They're not giving us fact checkers.
Soon enough, there might only be one of us here.
Fact checker.
We don't have an engineer.
Especially when it comes to airplanes. Just talk to me.
So,
could ChatGPT do how many of our jobs? Could he do Greg's job, Horace's job, Mike? But he could do me and you.
Hey, could definitely do me and you.
Ask ChatGPT, what does Ireland think of Dave Miller? See what it says.
What does Ireland, John?
Well,
Ireland,
you know what I am starting to feel bad
think,
about?
Is you were wrong.
Dave. No. Is that he is going to pound the two of you until he gets.
That's right.
Until you'll talk to him about
exactly.
this. And then he'll just rip me.
No, but he likes you, Ireland. I'm telling you, he says
does. Like, let me see your phone.
He was a big Ireland.
Let me see your phone. Open up the tweet, the text chain from Dave Miller.
There you go.
All right.
Go ahead. Read it. Read it on the air.
Okay.
Just tap it in.
Okay. Right. Like, Mace will find five right now of him ripping me.
No.
Watch this.
Read it. Read it.
He said, I just got a text. No, I didn't text him.
No, from somebody. Listen.
Okay. It's true. I pretty much do like everybody, except when I find out somebody's ripping me behind my back,
right,
and then I'm done with them.
Sure. Everybody does that. Everybody talks behind each of us behind our backs.
So
right?
Today, I salute Dave Miller. I'm a big Dave Miller
What does
Miller
it say
fan.
About Ireland's feelings towards Dave on ChatGPT? Did it come up?
It says, I do not have the ability to know the thoughts or opinions of individuals.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Wow. Interesting.
But it does raise this question.
Mm-hmm. Facts. Somebody, Hovick just texted facts. Facts are for fools.
That's true. It's true. Why did the man put his money in the freezer?
Why did the man put his money in the freezer? Because he wanted cold cash.
Baby. Oh, cold hard cash.
There it is.
I got one for you. Hey, you know why you can always trust a glue salesman?
Because
he'll stick with you.
He'll stick with you.
We weren't out of jokes.
He sticks to his word.
We now know the punchline to all jokes.
That's right.
We finally cracked the code.
That's right.
All right. So this is going to be we should go to game of games. So it's going to be six players. That's it's going to take a while.
Okay. Last one. See if you can solve this one. What do you get when you cross a snowman and a shark?
A snark.
Frostbite.
That's good.
All right, coming up next for you is Game of Games. Jacob Imrani's going to be here. Pepe is going to join us. It is a massive Game of Games. Next, 710 ESPN. All right, here we go, and we welcome to the show, first of all, the great Jacob Imrani. Jacob, how you doing?
Wow, the great. That's a compliment.
The great.
There it is.
Imrani, exactly. And on the other line, we welcome the pretty good Pepe Mantilla.
My irritant.
Pepe.
Hi, everybody.
Hello,
nice
Pepe.
Talking to you.
Hey, Pepe, when they ask me if somebody really irritates me, I should have thought of you.
Oh, my God.
You know, Michael, you know, I was thinking of you the other day because I was eating poppy seeds, and I noticed one of them, and I said, this is the size of Michael's brain.
Oh, I thought you were going to say something else.
Poppy seeds, huh?
Yeah. All right, Michael, what's the game today?
Well, y'all know I'm a germaphobe, so today's game is all about cleanliness and good hygiene, multiple choice. Okay. And for the good of humanity, Jacob and Ronnie, why can't we just employ the traditional Japanese way of greeting people, the bow? All right, goodness.
Yeah, I'm pro-bow.
All right, here we go, Pepe. You ready?
Ready.
According to something called familyhandyman.com, what percentage of us, shall we call us users of toilet paper, prefer the ball, the roll to be over and not under? 70%, 82%, or 91%?
Jorge.
82%.
Greg.
It better be 91%.
Mace.
70%.
I will agree with Mason, 70%. Pepe.
I'll say 80%.
Jacob.
70%.
What is it?
It is 70%.
Yes.
All right, so Mason, Ireland, and Jacob. Anybody else get it?
Nope.
All right, there we go. What's number two?
The first use of toilet paper was used in which century? Fourth, fifth, or sixth century?
Greg.
Sixth.
Mace.
Fourth.
I'll go fifth. Pepe.
Fifth.
Jacob.
Fifth.
Jorge.
Sixth.
It is the sixth century. Yeah.
All right, so Jorge got it. Anybody else get it?
Bergman.
Bergman, okay. So it's everybody has one except Pepe.
Pepe.
Okay.
Sorry, Pepe.
Pepe, in which country was toilet paper first used? England, France, or China?
All right, hold on, Pepe. Mace, you go first.
China.
Now it's me. I will also say China. Pepe.
China.
Jacob.
England.
Jorge.
France.
Greg.
China.
What is it, Michael?
China.
Yeah.
All right. So who got it? I got it. Mason got it.
Pepe.
Pepe got it. Pepe.
And Bergman got it.
And Bergman got it. Okay. Greg, Mason, and Ireland all have two. Everybody else has one.
If you clean for 2 hours, how many calories will you burn? 700, 200, or 500?
How big is the house?
700, 200, or 500.
How many calories do you burn?
I will say 700. Pepe.
200.
Jacob.
500.
Jorge.
700.
Greg.
500.
Mace.
500.
What is it, Michael?
200.
Anybody
200
get it?
200. Why bother? Cleaning?
Anybody say 200?
Either Pepe. Jacob or Pepe.
Pepe did. All right, so now everybody has two except for Jacob and Jorge.
Mace, you don't carry any cash anymore, right?
Correct.
Well, you may be the smart one of us all. Remaining cash carriers. How many types of bacteria has been found on money? 1,000 types, 2,000, or 3,000?
I will say.
Hold on, hold on. Okay. It's Pepe goes first. 1, 2, or 3,000, Pepe?
3,000.
Jacob?
2,000.
Jorge?
3,000.
Greg?
3,000.
Mace?
2,000.
I'll say 3,000. What is it?
3,000.
Oh, yeah.
Who else got it?
Jorge.
Jorge got it.
I got it.
And Pepe got it. And Greg, did you get it?
I did.
Okay. So right now the score is Pepe 3, Ireland 3, Bergman 3, Jorge and Mace 2, Jacob 1.
Okay.
Ooh. All right, everybody's got to, if you know this answer, buzz in.
Name is your buzzer.
Damn. I think Pepe has 4, this, by the way.
Buzz in if you know this one. To sharpen the blades of your garbage disposal, what item in your fridge should you put in the disposal?
Mason,
what is it?
Ice.
Yes.
Oh,
ice cubes.
Very good.
Oh, man. That's
very good. Mace, you have 3.
Which fruit is great to use as a disinfectant? Orange, okay. Lime.
Hold on. Everybody's going to guess here.
Orange, lime, or lemon?
But Jorge, Jacob, you go first here.
Lemon.
Jorge.
Lemon.
Greg.
Lemon.
Mace.
Lemon.
I say lemon. Pepe.
Lemon.
It is lemon.
Okay, everybody got that. All right, let me give a score update. Bergman has 4. Mason has 4. Ireland has 4. Pepe has 4. Jorge has 3, and Jacob has 2.
Wow.
Rounding up in numbers, to the average woman spends how many hours cleaning in her lifetime? 10,000, 12,000, or 13,000 hours?
Jorge.
13.
Greg.
10.
Mace.
Although I believe work should be divided equally, I will say 10,000.
I'll also say 10,000. Pepe.
12.
Jacob.
12.
It is 13,000 hours.
Oh, did anyone get it?
I did, yes.
Okay. Jorge, you're tied for the lead now with all of us.
Same question for men. How many hours cleaning does the average man do in his lifetime?
0.
5.
5, 6, or 7,000 hours?
This one's you, Greg.
5.
Mace.
5.
I also agree it's 5. Pepe.
5.
Jacob.
5.
Jorge.
5.
It is 6,000.
Oh, that was an opportunity there.
Which country is considered to be the cleanest in the world? Sweden, Norway, or Iceland?
This is you, Mace.
Sweden.
I'll say Norway. Pepe.
Iceland.
Jacob.
I have to say Iceland.
Jorge.
Iceland.
Greg.
Iceland.
Do you already give one, Mace?
Sweden.
Okay, Michael, who is it?
Iceland.
Yeah!
Okay, Iceland. So
Jorge.
All right, Pepe, you got that, right?
Yeah, me and Pepe.
And anybody else?
And Jacob.
And Jacob got it. Okay, so Pepe 5, Jorge 5, Mason and Ireland 4, and Greg 4 each, and Jacob 3.
I got that one, Ireland, so I have 5.
I have 5, okay.
What liquor is good to use to shine up porcelain, chrome, or glass? Gin, vodka, or whiskey?
Mace.
Vodka.
I think it is vodka. Pepe.
Vodka.
Jacob.
Vodka.
Jorge.
It is vodka.
Greg.
Vodka.
It is vodka.
Okay. Yeah.
Which condiment can be used to remove water stains on wood? Mustard, mayonnaise, or vinegar?
This one's me. Condiments on wood.
To remove water stains. Mustard, mayonnaise, or vinegar?
I'm going to go vinegar. Pepe.
Mayo.
Jacob.
I'm going to go vinegar.
Jorge.
Vinegar.
Greg.
Vinegar.
Mace.
Vinegar.
What is it, Michael?
Mayonnaise.
Oh,
mayonnaise.
Pepe. Somebody got it.
Pepe got it.
Pepe got it.
Pepe
has the solo lead now. He's got 7.
What is the dirtiest thing in your house? Your toilet, your bathroom sink, or your kitchen sink?
This one is Pepe.
Your toilet, the bathroom.
Okay. Bathroom sink, kitchen sink, or toilet, Pepe?
Bathroom sink.
Bathroom sink, Jacob.
I'm going with kitchen sink.
Jorge.
Kitchen sink.
Greg.
Kitchen sink.
Mace.
Kitchen sink.
I'm also going kitchen sink. What is it, Michael?
Kitchen sink.
Yeah.
Okay, so everybody except Pepe and Jacob?
Yep.
Okay.
No, I got it.
Jacob got it. So Jacob's up to 5. All right, so here's the score. Let's do 3 more.
Okay.
All right. Right now, it's a 3-way tie between Jorge, Greg, and Pepe. Mason, they each have 7.
Okay.
Mason and Ireland have 6 each. Jacob has 5. 3 more left. Okay. Here we go.
After using the restroom, how long does the average person wash their hands for? 6 seconds, 10 seconds, or 15 seconds?
This one goes to Jorge.
15.
Pepe.
10.
He's going 10. Greg.
6.
Greg's going 6. Mace.
I'm going 10.
I'm also going 10. Jacob.
I got to go against the guys in the lead. 6.
It is 6 seconds.
Oh. All right. So who else got that besides Jacob?
Greg.
Jacob and Greg. Greg's got the lead. 2 more.
How long do germs survive on your hands? 1 day, 3 hours or 12 hours?
This one is Greg.
1 day, 3 hours, or 12 hours. Let's go with 12 hours.
Next one is Jorge.
12 hours.
Pepe.
1 day.
A whole day. Mace.
I got to go different. I'll go 3 hours.
I'll also go 3 hours. Jacob.
I got to try to beat you guys, so you guys all went different ones. Yeah. I'll go for 10 hours, too.
It is 3 hours.
Okay. Yes. So, Mace, were you and I the only ones who got that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So, now, this is the last one. Jacob, I'm sorry you're out.
Oh, Jacob.
All right. Mace, Pepe, you and me each have seven. Oh, everybody has seven except Greg. Greg has eight, and then everybody else has
seven. Greg has to go first.
Yeah, Greg has to go first. Okay. Go ahead, Mike.
According
Make
to
it
the
a hard one.
According to the website, tsmaintenance.com, most people say their favorite room to clean is in their abode is the bedroom, bathroom, or kitchen.
Greg?
Favorite?
Favorite room to clean. Bedroom, bathroom, or kitchen.
Bedroom.
Jorge?
Kitchen.
Mace?
Kitchen.
I will also go kitchen. Pepe.
Well, I have to go kitchen, but I think it's the bedroom.
All right, what is it, Mike?
Bathroom.
Nobody got it! And Greg wins!
All right!
It was right there for us. We just zigged the wrong way.
Yeah, went the wrong way.
That's right.
Good game, though, Michael.
Excellent game. Who won?
Greg.
Bergman. Oh, Bergman. All right.
Yeah. I won a Michael game for once.
Greg won. Greg got eight, and everybody, four other people got seven, and Jacob got six. Everybody did fairly well.
This was my tiebreaker. Anybody want to guess this one? Every 30 minutes, on the average, how many germs do you come in contact with? Give me a number. Every 30 minutes, on the average, how many germs do you come in contact with?
675,000.
Good.
Okay. Jorge.
800,000.
Greg.
422,000.
422,000. Jacob.
125.
Pepe.
How many germs, Pepe?
300,000.
300,000. I'll go 700,000.
840,000
germs. Wow. Jorge.
Yeah, boom. Really.
Now you know why I don't shake hands.
Wow.
There you go.
Hey, Pepe, before we let you go, are you excited for the Lakers versus the Suns bench tonight?
I'm always excited with the Lakers, Mason. The only thing bad about the Lakers is Michael Thompson.
What?
Yeah,
what?
That's the only
what did I don't even play, Pepe.
thank God.
Thank God is right. Yeah. All right, Pepe, we'll see you in about an hour.
See you.
All right, okay, so Jacob, what's your confidence level? We got two games left. We're going to start the playoffs either Tuesday or next weekend. What's your confidence level?
Very high.
Me too.
I feel good about it. I feel good about it. I feel we're... You know, getting momentum at the right time, except for the, you know, Clipper game, which, I mean, it just kills me.
It was a schedule loss.
Yeah,
don't worry about it. We're out till 3 in the morning.
Four games in 6 nights.
Well, the Warriors win tonight. Looks like we're going to Memphis for the first round. What do you think about that series against the Grizzlies, if that's what it is?
You know, I actually like it, and I'll tell you why. Because I feel like the Lakers have to be pushed to be testy. Those guys are going to come out.
Oh,
they're
going
to be physical. They're going to push.
Trash.
And they talk trash.
Yeah.
And I think if you want to get somewhere, you need to beat the Grizzlies and then show the rest of the league that you're coming for them. And I don't think they should be afraid of anybody.
Nope. Plus, young, inexperienced, haven't been there before.
And cocky for no reason.
Cocky as hell, yeah. So, but it'll be fun to watch John Morant.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
That'll make it fun. Jacob, everything else good in the world?
Thank God. Everything's
Who's
great.
Who's the person who annoys you?
Yeah. Go ahead, throw out a name.
I will tell you.
We've all thrown out a name today.
What's his name? Who are the two? The guy who's always trying to get everybody under everyone's skin.
In what?
Grizzlies.
Dylan Brooks.
Dylan Brooks.
Okay, that's a good answer.
That guy.
I like that.
All right.
Hey, don't forget, Game of Games is brought to you by our friends. Our friend, Jacob Imrani. Winning matters. That's why after an accident, you go to calljacob.com or call 844-24-JACOB. That's 844-24-JACOB. Jacob, great seeing you.
Go Lakers.
Let's hit the super stager.
Sedano, I was just told, is in Nashville.
Oh, in Nashville.
George, what are you doing in Nashville?
Yeah.
He's working at Vanderbilt.
I'm doing a... Right, the Vanderbilt spring game, because there were three spring games this weekend that I can do before the playoffs start. And it was here, it was Auburn, which is kind of in the middle of nowhere, and then there was somewhere else kind of in the middle of nowhere. And I'm like, you know what? Nashville, direct flight. Let's go there.
They call Nashville Nash Vegas. Nash Vegas.
Is that a better city for the Grizzlies to move to, Sedano?
I don't know. I mean, there's certainly more people in Nashville than Memphis. So
Nashville's
I have
right
I have heard
a lot of bachelorette parties.
Yeah, I've heard from some pretty reliable sources that at one point the Grizzlies were looking into moving to Nashville, but that has been squashed. Mm. Because FedEx is such a big sponsor of the NBA, and they're based in Memphis.
Right, in Memphis.
They want to have a team
there.
Yeah,
Michael wants
now,
that.
Now, Ireland,
yeah.
What is your issue with Coach Dave Miller?
Yeah. Well, okay, George, put it this way.
Dios mío.
Let's see if you'll answer it. This was a story about James Corden, the late-night TV guy. A director came out and said he was the most obnoxious and worst person he's ever worked with, and he hope he never works with him again. So who would that be for you?
So Donald gets along with everybody.
Ooh. Oh, he does.
Everybody has answered it.
Not initially. Because I would say, because I actually thought when Jacob was talking about the guy who annoys people, I thought he was talking about me for a second. But
I thought he was talking about Sweet James.
The dense beard.
Yeah, you know what? I would have thought so too, to be honest with you. Man. Who would I never work with again?
See, there are, you like everybody, Sedona.
No, he don't. No.
Yeah, see, most people won't answer the question.
Mason hasn't answered.
No, honestly, it just...
No, you like Hartman.
I do not like
Hartman. I've seen you interact with him.
I do not like... I cannot stand Steve Hartman.
Wow, you're a good
actor. I don't
want
to be in the same room with Steve Hartman.
What?
No.
Wow, I've seen you at Laker games with him.
Never.
Yes.
I've never gone to a Laker game with Steve Hartman.
In the media section, you guys have been there before. Twice behind the basket. Years ago.
Bro hugs.
Years ago, you were
there. No bro hugs.
You were just extra. You were a professional then when I saw you then.
I was a pro.
Okay, cool.
I was a pro.
There's no one in Ireland. There's no one that comes to mind right away.
Yeah, most people won't answer.
There's people I didn't like working with.
Very PC.
But here's the
you,
thing,
George.
Dave Miller. I met Dave Miller a couple of years ago. He introduced himself to me at a game, and he came up to me like most people and says, "I used to hate you when you first came on the air," and I was like, "Okay." He's like, "But now I love you." He says, "You're the only one on that station that knows how to talk basketball," and he included you, I think.
Well, wait a minute.
Because that's what he tells me. Yeah. I'm the only one on the station.
Well, and normally, George, that text starts with ripping me and then saying to Mason, "You're the only one who knows basketball." He just rips me to Mason
and to
Michael.
It's a cut to you by Coach Dave Miller.
How do you get fired from the morning show?
He's never said anything about you to me, Michael. I mean, John.
Yeah, it's to Mason and Michael.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting next to him, and so they'll show me their phone. And so he thinks I don't see it.
Yeah, we're not lying.
Yeah, I'm not making it up. Yeah.
But he's a fan of you guys.
He's a big fan.
Yeah, he's
funny
a big job.
He is.
Yeah.
Very big fan.
I don't get it either, Sedano. I love Dave Miller.
Yeah, me too. Who knew that he would take over the final hour of the show? Yeah.
And I love Steve Hartman. How could you just like Steve Hartman?
I just
Michael,
don't,
people, they, that show used to make fun of you so much.
Yeah,
all they did was make,
but I deserved it.
That's what bothered me. I did not like the way they treated you, Michael.
Sure, he did. I didn't care. I'm from the islands. I'm just a poor little immigrant boy over here. I didn't know any better.
So, Sedano, nobody's playing, apparently. Nobody anywhere in the league is playing tonight. What the hell?
And what do you make of the Dallas thing, George? That is just weird.
Ron Cuban, that's your boy.
I don't even understand.
It's their pick is top 10 protected, so they don't want to give it up, I guess. But it just seems weird to prioritize a pick over a chance to play in the postseason.
And they're still 5-point favorites. They're still the favorite in this game.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I just looked it up right now. It went from 11 down to 5.
Yeah, that's kind of weird.
Unless Luka's going to play.
Because the Bulls are sitting some people, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what that's about.
So, Sedano, it's pretty much this. Lakers play New Orleans Tuesday night at Crypto.com Arena. Then they open against the Grizzlies. Seven-game series starting when? Friday, Saturday, Sunday?
Probably Sunday.
Like Sunday.
But we
don't
know
yet.
Does
that sound about right?
Did we lose them?
No, we're here. I'm here.
What are you doing? Eating fried chicken?
Thinking. Sorry.
Let him think.
Yeah.
Okay, he's got to reset his comrades.
He's going to reset his
comrades.
So what was that, John? What did you say?
That it probably that's the schedule. That Tuesday there's going to be a play-in game.
They're going to wait till Sunday to play?
If the Lakers win it, they slide into the 7 seed.
Yeah.
If they lose it, they've got to play again Friday.
All right.
If they're in the 7 seed, they would play the winner of the 9-10 game, and then that team is the 8, and then the regular playoffs would start Sunday.
A week later.
So the earliest the season could end would be Friday. But I don't think it's going to. I think we're going to play for a while. But who knows?
If only you could get into that 5-6 spot where you get a whole week off. But then you need so many things to happen.
Yeah, and one of them is you need Sacramento to beat Golden State tonight, and it looks like Sacramento's sitting all their people.
Why would they? Why would they play?
They want to play the Warriors instead of the Lakers.
I think so.
Yeah, yeah, I heard you, Michael, saying, you know, take
the
Lakers.
I'd rather have that matchup than LeBron.
You'd rather? Yeah, I would too. I'd rather have the Warriors than the Lakers.
Yeah, because the Kings can score with them, and they think they're a lot bigger and stronger.
Come on, Michael. Make it happen.
Well, I mean, I just see. So, I mean, I would –
By the way, let me throw this into the mix. Mm-hmm. Even though all these teams are sitting all these players, there's no guarantee the game's going to go the way we think it's going to go. Last night,
Funch right now.
Last night, I watched – because I had to get ready. I was doing homework for this game, so I watched the whole Phoenix Denver game. Yep. Denver kneecapped the game. They took out all five of their starters, including Jokic, and it was a game until there were about 3 minutes left. And so this could – just because Phoenix is sitting all their players, the Lakers still have to play.
Yeah.
And we assume that LeBron and AD are playing, but we don't know.
And the way the Lakers have played this year, we can't figure out anything.
Right. They're both listed as questionable.
Yeah. By the way, out of curiosity, have De'Aaron Fox and Domantas Sabonis officially been ruled out?
No.
They're only listed as questionable right now.
But so why would you put him on the injury report if you're going to play him? Well, Sabonis had a triple-double two nights ago.
They do that just about every game.
Yeah, it's always questionable.
They don't.
Yeah, LeBron's questionable for tonight.
Right.
Some guys are always questionable.
And by the way, he might not play.
I'm questionable for Monday.
Well, that's I've worked with you for 20 years. You're in a constant state of questionable.
Totally. Aren't you questionable day-to-day? For every Monday?
Yeah, every Monday. No, actually, it's every Friday.
Oh.
That's when I'm questionable. Like, we used to work with a guy who would always take Fridays off.
Hey,
he would always get sick Thursday.
Can we send Beto out there to just, like, photobomb Dave McMiniman right there in front of Staples Center right now?
Oh, is that where he is?
Yeah, he's right outside.
He's right outside on Sports Center right now.
Yeah,
oh, he's talking with his hands. He's, so he's
Mace,
into it.
Hand talker.
So Mace, you got.
Oh, I'm a hand talker.
Right?
Who cares?
Well, you're Cuban.
Yeah, I am too, George.
Before, blackout. You got 15 more minutes before blackout.
Yeah, no, I don't. I don't go dark until 4:20. Yeah, yeah.
Sedano. Mason claims he's cutting off all electronic communication for the weekend.
Oh, come on.
And he's claimed this many times before.
Wait, he just did this a couple of weeks ago, and then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, I get a text about a trade.
Right.
That was different.
Why?
This.
Why was it different? You said the exact same thing you said earlier today, that you were going dark, no electronics, and Sedano texted you, and you texted him right back.
Because I was in a fantasy league. Technically, I'm in no
Ireland.
Fantasy leagues.
Even worse, he texts me first.
Oh. And then didn't you say at some point, George, hey, I thought you were going dark.
Right.
And Mason
and
said,
he said, I'm giving myself 30 minutes a day.
Right. No, but this time I'm dead serious. You can check on me. I will not be on social media. I will not be answering my phone. I will not be watching TV.
What are you going to do?
Oh, stop.
I'm
going
to get loaded.
I'm going to read books.
Nope.
Yep. I'm a very good reader.
Okay.
No, I will be in the jacuzzi tub. I will go to dinner at my favorite
restaurant.
You're
going to be a prune.
Little Fatty.
You're just going to be in the jacuzzi tub.
I'll go to my favorite restaurant, Little Fatty, Saturday night.
What if Donna's got to reach you?
What's that?
What if your mom's got to reach you?
Juan's phone will be on. Juan's phone will be on.
So you told everybody to go to contact Juan if they
need you. Contact Juan. John, if you need me in an urgent fashion this weekend, contact Juan.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mason, nobody believes you.
What are you going to do? What are you going to do when Dave Miller calls you every 10 minutes?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
What did he say? Thank you for sticking up for me, Steve. I've always wanted to work with you.
Exactly.
You're the station, Steve.
Mason, fire Ireland and put
Ireland.
Me in there.
I love the way
just
you dress, Steve.
I just remembered the guy that I had the worst experience working with.
Oh, good.
Who is it?
He used to work at ESPN, no longer there. Jonathan Coachman.
The coach. And then he went to the WWE.
Yeah.
Well, he was at the WWE before ESPN, too.
So what was the altercation?
I don't remember the specifics of it, but he got, like, I don't know. We were doing something on TV, and he claimed that we stole his bit, and it was basically like toss-up from PTI.
There's
PTI.
No such things as stealing bits.
Right.
Radio is derivative.
Yeah, you and know, then it was
except for Blaine Pye. Pitch, Blaine Pye is legit.
We own.
It's definitely the Kamenetskis.
Yeah, that's our Blaine Pye.
He went at me on Twitter about something, and I said,
"Oh wow,
do you realize whatever it was? It was similar to toss up on PTI." And I said, "Do you realize that Tony Kornheiser and Michael Wilbon have been doing that for 20 years? Like, what are we talking about here?" And then the New York Post wrote that ESPN on ESPN crime, so that became like a thing, and then I had to deal with the principal's office, but. And he did too. But that's it. Like, he and I, we butted heads in the few times.
Well, you know
we
what I
together.
Like about this? It's Good Friday. It's a holy day for a lot of people. And all we've done is thrown people under the bus.
But well, if it makes you feel any better, I'm also going to eat. I'm going to a barbecue place for dinner tonight. So
nice.
Who's that?
Hey, that's not pretty good.
If you're throwing them under the bus, at least you should put the name out there. Like this anonymous.
Oh, the names are
said,
out there.
No, but that's instead of saying sources said or coaches didn't give their identity. Put your name on it. If you're going to talk your smack, talk your smack.
I believe
man.
Our names
and
are all
and the
on
thing
these.
Is, we're all saying the truth.
Yeah,
we're not making anything up. I will tell you, I don't like you to your face. I have no problem with that.
Right,
Coachman. I'm right there with George
Coachman.
No, I worked boxing. I worked boxing with him for a brief.
Is he arrogant? Is he arrogant kind of guy?
He's perfect for wrestling.
Really?
Yeah.
He loves himself some him. That's
oh,
for sure.
Oh, the tight shirts.
Yeah. This is such a weird day.
Who's next? Where's Mike Thompson at?
Yeah.
I mean, listen. I don't. I have no ill will towards him now, but I definitely butted heads with him when I worked with him.
On the weekend of the crucifixion, you guys crucified my boy Dave Miller.
No, Andrew Marchand's going to write a column about this, George.
Okay. Oh, that's my buddy too. I pay for yeah.
Andrew Marchand is never listening to an LA radio station. What are you talking about?
It's ESPN like on ESPN Marchand, Crime, isn't it?
No, he's New York Post. He don't care.
It's 8 o'clock in the East Coast. He's like
on a Friday.
On a Friday,
he's in a bar.
We're not the Mad Dog.
Oh, by the way, Masters will resume at 8 a.m., 5 a.m. our time tomorrow morning. Yeah. They're going to try.
And they're like in the middle of the second round.
It's a monsoon down there. Now, here's
and
a
Tiger
weird...
has neither made nor missed the cut.
No, because they haven't finished second round. Here's a weird thing about Augusta. They spent millions to
Where's
do this.
Where's Tiger right now?
He's two over.
He's right on the cut line.
He's right on the cut line. But that course, because it's Augusta, has heated greens. They have heaters underneath the greens that suck water out underneath into a drainage
That's
system.
Crazy. Yeah.
So they can actually go right back out there after it's been pouring and the greens will be pretty
dry. You see the
dry.
Trees fell on the 17th hole?
Yeah, big one.
Yeah,
near
big
people.
Tree fell.
Man, I wish it would have hit me.
Yeah, how much would you sue them for?
Everything.
you don't own the course?
Call it the best. I haven't seen any Mexicans
Jacob.
There.
Yeah. I'd have been call you to change the
or do I call Sweet James?
We could put a breakfast burrito truck.
You call Jacob.
It'd be awesome.
$1, man, that's the best right there, man.
Hey, this may be the last chance to mention this, but I want to, and Shanano, you know how big a deal, and better you as well. Today's the last day. If you're a college kid and you want to work in the sports media business, today's the last day to apply for our summer internship. Mm-hmm. You got to be going to school. And you got to want to work in the business. We've got a great paid internship program. Guys, I mean, there's a picture of these. Three of these guys still work for us. Cody works for us. Parker works for us. DeAndre works for us. Started as interns. Now they're working here full time. GoodKarmaBrands.com/careers. That's GoodKarmaBrands.com/careers. Sign up if you're a college
kid
today.
We looked out with Parker, Cody, and DeAndre. They really are really good at what they do, so I'm glad that they did get a job.
Yeah, they do a great job on the
point,
YouTube.
Mace, like you could end up – you could start on – and the Lockdown podcast with me. And they start – to your point, you could start off as an intern and you may end up being a Mason colleague. Who knew?
Yeah, exactly right.
Why don't you guys hire Miller as an intern?
See, Michael.
Oh my God!
Just to break the ice.
Just to break the ice,
guys. Oh. I hate this. All this animosity.
What do you want?
I'm gonna have Dave Miller on the show.
The great Rodney
That's
King.
It, Beto.
Can't we all
There's
just get
animosity.
Along,
Beto?
Yeah. Can't we all just get along?
Beto, go get Dave Miller on the show today.
Yeah. You want? He's calling me right now. Just put him on.
Get him on the show today. Get him on the show. Let's put him on right now.
Yeah, we should.
You put him on for two hours. I'll go home.
My next game of games, I want Steve Hartman and Dave Miller and Pepe Mantillo to play.
And that'll be when Mason and I are in Aruba. Yeah.
Jeez. What do you guys got coming up? By the way, we are so dying to get out of here. What do you guys got coming up today?
I mean, it sounds like it.
Yeah.
Vanderbilt Spring Football. Hello.
Yeah, Vanderbilt spring football.
Oh, whose phone is
buzzing
right
now? Yeah, that's what we're talking about all day is Vanderbilt.
Why not Alabama instead of Vanderbilt?
Stupidity, Mason, of course. It's the brand.
It is the brand, and it's what I look forward to every afternoon on my drive home.
But you're going on lockdown,
so
forget it.
With no disrespect intended, is Cappy back next week?
Oh, probably not.
Yeah, on the way home, you're not going to listen to any radio?
No, until 4:20, I'm allowed to use the media.
Yeah, but that's.
But then you're going to be on the freeway.
That's in 8 minutes.
Yeah, well, I may not make it by exactly 4:20.
Oh, there we go. You're starting to hedge already.
Oh, no.
Yeah, you're just going to drive home in silence.
Drive home and act like it's 4:20.
Okay.
Exactly. Exactly. All right, lots of stupidity coming at you right now. It is Shadano and Beto. Don't forget, Supercross Talk is brought to you by Coors Light, keeping Southern California chill all season long. Have a great Easter weekend. We will be back Monday at 1, 710 ESPN.